USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As much of the country is dealing with record cold temperatures, folks do need to be alert. Dr. Tom Waters is an emergency physician at the Cleveland Clinic. He says frigid temperatures can escalate into hypothermia quickly.
Initially, they're a little excited. They're shivering. They may be stomping their feet and moving around a lot. But that's usually followed by what we call a slowing phase, when they start to get lethargic, maybe slurred speech. They start to have a little trouble walking.
That audio courtesy of Fox 2 WJBK in Detroit, Michigan. In his annual State of the NFL address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addresses the controversial no-call at the end of the Saints-Rams game.
Now, there's solutions for this, and I'm not suggesting that. That's what the committee has to focus in on. What are the solutions? What are the unintended consequences? And come up with something that we think can keep the competitive nature of our game, but also improve efficiency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Democrats and Republicans sat down on Capitol Hill to discuss border security on Wednesday. Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman was part of that group, and he tells Fox News things went rather well.
It was sincere, it was candid, and our friends in the Senate and on both sides were very cordial. So I think we're going to make some progress. Metaphorically, as you say, perhaps it's warming up here in Washington.
A former lawmaker lands a job in TV news, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake has officially joined CBS News as a contributor. Flake will be working on a series of pieces that will look for common ground in the United States, according to the CBS This Morning co-host John Dickerson. And Flake weighed in to cite efforts to pass comprehensive criminal justice reform as one example. Flake announcing back on Tuesday he will not be challenging President Trump in 2020.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On December 22, 2017, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Job Act. As people are preparing to do their taxes, what are we seeing, though, regarding some of these new laws? Paul Hoffman is a certified public accountant. He tells you what the main things are you need to know moving forward.
It appears that approximately 70% of all taxpayers will pay less tax. I mean, keeping politics aside, that's what the initial indications are. People will get some nice benefits who have young children, as the child tax credit has been increased from $1,000 to $2,000, and that's for children under the age of 17. And the biggest thing this year under the new plan is what's called qualified business income deduction. It's very complicated to explain in a short interview, but basically people who have businesses, or at least most types of businesses, will in effect get a 20% break on the taxability of their income. There will be some negative things, like the loss of some real estate taxes and the loss of personal exemptions. But the positive thing is that the tax tables, the tax brackets, have decreased in just about all the brackets. So that's a very positive thing as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.